Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Rally America Olympus Rally, day number 2 here out here in Shelton, Washington. And I got to tell you, we've got a heck of a battle and a couple of classes lining up. David Higgins, a commanding overall lead currently. We've got Antoine Lestage in second. He's running that regional entry, though, but sitting second outright. Got Adam Yeoman a few minutes back, sitting in second overall or second in open class in the national championship. We've got Nick Roberts, your super production leader, currently in fourth outright and leading super production. Lachlan O'Sullivan been having some troubles back there a few spots. We've got Jeff Seahorn, though. He snuck in there into second in super production. Your current two-wheel drive leader, Ramana Lagerman, who has had some problems yesterday, but the entire two-wheel drive field has had problems. So Ramana is currently the leader by default, but having a solid day after they got everything ironed out earlier on, and he's looking to push today. But today it's a heck of a day here at the Olympus Rally. You know, we had great conditions yesterday, nice and sunny. Clouds came in a little bit towards the evening. This morning, overcast skies, pretty cloudy out. We've got a little rain, kind of a drizzle in spots. I've heard of some rain on certain stages, so we'll see how that shakes out over the course of today. You know, we had a big long day yesterday. A shorter, more abbreviated day today is going to crown your champion here at the Olympus Rally. Right out of the box this morning, we've got 4 stages back to back. We've got a 13-mile stage, followed by 2 6-mile stages, and then an 8.5-mile stage. Included in there is the Cougar Mountain stage that everybody's talked about. It is a climb from about 500 feet up to about 3,500 feet. The entire stage literally up the side of a mountain. Very scenic and also very dangerous at the same time. I guess you can see the backdrop of Seattle as you climb. Just an absolute beautiful scene there, the drivers are saying, as they stopped during recce and took pictures. But it's definitely going to challenge these cars and these drivers today at the Olympus Rally day number 2. Lots of storylines, lots of carnage out there. A lot of guys pulling all-nighters, working on their cars, trying to get them ready for day number 2. We've got a few national entries pulling a super rally to get their car back in action today, taking that time penalty. So we're going to see if we can catch up with some of these drivers and see what day number 2 holds for them. All right, we're catching up here with Nick Roberts in the paddock area. You know, got a pretty solid lead right now going into day number 2. I mean, what's on tap for you guys today?
You know, it feels really good. I think we're just going to try to take it easy. I mean, the roads here are beautiful. The weather's great. Nice little overcast. We didn't get any rain last night, so we expect good conditions out there. You know, we're just, at the end of the day, we got a nice lead. We don't want to lose it, so we don't want to do anything stupid and slide off and, you know, get a puncture or something. So we're just going to try to drive neat and tidy and probably be a little bit boring. But at the end of the day, we want to bring home a win. So that's the plan.
Well, I know, you know, looking at today's, you know, stages, you've got a group of 4 that kick things off, including one of those. I know it's the Cougar Mountain stage everybody's talking about. You know, having that big group of 4, you know, you're out there on stage quite a while in between services. That affect the driving at all?
You know, the biggest thing was tire choice this morning. We were kind of going back and forth if we wanted to run the softer compounds or the medium compound. The temperature's kind of right in between, but we were just a little bit nervous because of the four stages. It's a little bit more stage time, a little bit more stage miles, and we were afraid that potentially we could scrub off the Cates, the softer compound, before before we'd like to. So we kind of went with the more medium compound, compromised on the grip a little bit, but hopefully we'll get some longevity out of it and just really not take any chances is the plan.
Well, overall, you know, looking at the car, obviously you guys have a solid lead in Super Production. Got kind of sights set on a overall podium at this point. You know, how was the car yesterday evening? I mean, just routine maintenance, nothing to matter with it?
Yeah, nothing to matter. Clean day yesterday. We're sitting third overall, which I can't complain about, so we want to keep that. And, yeah, the guys didn't have a whole lot of work. They just worked on some spares last night, getting things ready just in case we need them today. And now the roads are definitely pretty rough as far as how abrasive the rocks are. So you can see along the side of the car, there's definitely some good old gravel rash along the side of the car. But that's just part of rally, I guess. So it's fun to be out here. The roads are great.
All right. Well, I know you got a driver's meeting to get to, but good luck today. And we'll catch up with you after these four stages.
All right. Look forward to it.
All right, catching up here with Steve LaRosa, driver of the Fiesta ST. How's everything going, Steve? Day number two on tap. You guys had a solid day yesterday. I think you're kind of right in the mix for a podium. What's on tap today?
Yeah, it's pretty close with Cam and I right now for second place, I think 15 seconds apart. Troy Miller's back in the mix today, and after the Super Rally rules and everything, that puts him in there as well. Today, first and foremost, is finish and just have some decent times. They're shorter stages, a little more technical, and one long stage, so just keep the Fiesta in one piece and get it to the end.
Well, you know, obviously, Ramana had a solid day yesterday, and I know everybody kind of fought some problems. Seemed like he kind of avoided them. You think there's any way to run him down?
Yeah, anything's possible. I mean, if we just go out and have a solid day, it's going to be close at the end. So we'll just see what happens.
Well, I know you've got your daughter co-driving today, and obviously yesterday as well for the entire event. How's she doing in the seat?
Oh, Allison's doing great. It took her half a stage in the morning and she was on it the whole rest of the day. She did really well, real good about looking up and repeating when she needed to repeat, especially stage 7 and 8 yesterday had just real long, like 900s and 500s yard straightaway. So she was really good about that, and she's all excited for today. She's doing good.
Awesome. Well, good luck out there, and we'll see you after this group of four stages.
Thanks, Jim, appreciate it.
All right, we're catching up here with Steve LaRosa's co-driver, Allison, his daughter. How's everything going, Allison?
It's going great. We finished really well yesterday. We're happy with our times, and we're just going to try to get better today.
Well, any changes, from yesterday to today? Obviously, you got some pretty tricky stages. I know Cougar Mountain, everybody's talking about that one. Anything you're looking out for today?
I'm looking out for those 400-foot cliffs. I'm going to try to stay away from those. But other than that, they should be short. We have four stages and then the service. So those four stages should be pretty fun.
Well, I know you've done a lot of co-driving, in desert racing. How does that compare to rally racing, obviously, with the stage notes and stuff like that? I mean, how's the transition been for you?
I like a challenge, so this one's pretty fun. Co-driving in the desert is a lot of preventative measures. This one is more, hands-on, and you're constantly talking, and it's a lot more fun for the co-driver, in my opinion.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to things, but thanks for catching up with us.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good day.
All right, catching up here with Craig Drew, getting ready to head out. You guys are a lead car today. How's things changing for you guys?
I think it's going to be quite slippy. First on the road, these stages this morning are very very loose, very dry and dusty. So I think it's going to be pretty tricky. But, we've got a good lead at the moment, so we're not out to take any risks today. Just consolidate what we've got.
Well, I know, the big thing was, this is your first, real chance after Oregon Trail to try out this new gravel spec on this car. What have you learned the last two rallies?
We've learned a lot, actually. Every time we go out, we're trying something new. We've got an ultimate goal towards the end of the season where we know some of the other big guns are coming back in the championship. The car's coming on every single stage we do. It's getting better. David's a very good development driver with what he's done in the past. We're fortunate to have a very good engineer. Between them, they're getting the car bang on.
All right. Well, I know you guys got to get to things, so good luck out there today. We'll catch up with you later.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right, catching up with Adam Yeoman here, the FY Racing paddock, getting ready to start day number two. You know, I know obviously you guys were kind of blazing the trail yesterday. You know, how are things changing today? You know, obviously you guys aren't first on road. It's quite a bit of an advantage over yesterday, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And just the nature of the stages, they won't have to sweep nearly as much as yesterday's do. So, yeah, it should be a lot better for us. We'll have Higgins and Antoine in front of us. We can see their breaking points and hopefully have a better grip through the line.
Well, I know, you know, right out of the box, you guys got a group of four stages, quite a few stage miles. You know, does that change strategy at all?
Yeah, you know, we're in a really comfortable position. I think we're 2.5 minutes off of Higgins, minute and 40 or something up on Nick. And so it's kind of just a cruise day for us. We're having a lot of fun at this rally, so we're just going to keep doing that today.
Yep. Other than that, car running on point, everything solid?
Yeah, guys have done an awesome job as always. Car is perfect. So, yeah, couldn't be happier.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Adam. We'll let you get to it.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Here with Brent and Kelly. You're in quite the shootout in open class right now for that third place podium spot.
Definitely. It's a close battle, I think, within 30 seconds of three or four of us there. So I'm going to go out today and maximum attack. We got to get that time back.
So, you know, looking at the stages, I know we just talked with your teammate, Adam. You know, got a group of four stages right out of the box, quite a few stage miles. You know, it's a lot of time you can put on guys there. I mean, do you push? Do you just try and survive those four stages?
We'll push. We're definitely going to push. We're here. We want it, and we're going out to push for sure.
All right. Other than that, how's the car? Everything, you know, solid? It's run well all weekend?
Yeah. I mean, car's been great. It's been just random little things that have caught us out. We had that clutch sticking problem. We found out last night it was the adjuster for the steering column had fallen on the floor and was actually underneath the clutch pedal. So happened again last night at the end of the last stage, but finally got it figured out. It turned out to just be that little piece of plastic. So car is solid now. We're ready to go.
All right. Awesome. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, and we'll talk with you after these four stages.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, got Jeff Seahorn here. Catch up with you. Day number two of the Olympus Rally. You know, you guys are solid second in Super Production right now. You know, you got a group of four stages right out of the box. What's the plans for today?
We're just going to try and stay clean and consistent. I really want to push on Cougar Mountain and Cougar Out because they have some fast sections. And then I like doing hill climbs because they're pretty forgiving when you're climbing. You can kind of scrub your speed and stay on the gas. And yeah, just looking to go fast and stay clean and consistent. I don't want to give anything up on making a dumb mistake. So that's about it. Yeah, we got a pretty solid lead on Lachlan because he had a big penalty. So I just want to hang on to that and capitalize on that technicality. And Roberts is kind of checked out, but he might be playing it safe today. I don't know. I think he's got 2 or 3 minutes on us because they were just chunking 20, 30 seconds every single stage yesterday on us till the very end when we're finally getting comfortable and up to speed on the medium compounds on the more tacky stages. So,
all right. Well, you know, good luck out there today, and we'll catch up with you after this morning loop.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
All right, we're here in Cameron Steele's paddock area, and I know, you know, yesterday at the end of the day we talked to you, and, you know, you guys had some clutch issues. Guys were going to have to work into the evening. You guys get everything dialed in?
Yeah, we did. It was awesome. The clutch was glazed over. It was blue and purple, so Ed went through, roughed them up, and he said the clutch is working great now. It's catching, so I'm pretty excited about it. And then Troy, he got his oil pan on, so Troy's back, which is good. So he's going to be in the fight. He's going to try and make up some time. Hopefully he gets on the podium with us. So
definitely good to see, you know, you guys have all the cars back in action. So, you know, it just literally with Troy's car, I know he just pulled out, but it was just a broke oil pan. Is that what happened?
Yeah, he split the oil pan in half. He found a really good welder about 40 minutes away that tack welded it. And, guy, they put it back on last night, so hopefully it holds up, and I'm pretty excited.
All right, awesome. Well, we appreciate you catching up, and good luck out there.
Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Ramana. Day number two. You guys have a solid lead in two-wheel drive. Got some interesting stages today. You know, what are the plans?
Yeah, good variation, and just keep it steady, have a lot of fun. That was kind of the mission from the beginning. Had a few issues to contend with that got in the way, but back onto the mission of just having a good time, and that's what this car is all about. And, you know, we have a fairly solid lead in class, so we're not going to really worry about our position. We're just going to worry about having a good time.
Well, I think, you know, anytime you're in a position to just go out and worry about having a good time, it's going to be a fun day, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And challenging, too, today with some of the variation of the stages. But we'll try and enjoy the views and enjoy the roads.
How was, you know, that's it. You talk about the views, and I know, you know, Cougar Mountain, that's what everybody wants to talk about. You know, how did recce go on there? I know a lot of fog setting in. You guys worried about that at all?
No, not really. It was a sunnier day when we did recce, but it looks like we'll see. I don't know. It just wouldn't be surprised if we have some sight line issues, but, you know, we got some pretty good notes, so we'll drive to those if we can't see.
All right. Well, good luck out there today. We'll catch up with you midday.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Catching up here with James Rimmer. I know, you know, we left you guys last night, and you guys had some work to do on the car. Looks like it's all ready to roll today.
Yeah, we blew a clutch on the first running of Nuwatsa last night, about 7 miles in. Tried to go up a gear, and it just was not going to want to do it. So towed it back here, and Derek and Chase and all the guys worked basically all night until 2:30 or 3 in the morning, and got a new clutch and drove it down from Dirtfish, one of the facilities guys, and looks like we're all ready to go for today.
All right. Well, you know, yesterday, your first, you know, day actually in competition in this car. I mean, you got to be loving the car. I mean, what's the outlook for day number two?
Yesterday was great. Today's a low-key day. It's there's some stages that are pretty sketchy, so we're just going to take it easy. And we're still shaking down the car and shaking down myself, basically. So Cougar Mountain's going to be cool, turn on all the cameras for that and get some cool shots at the top. But, yeah, it's going to be a pretty low-key day, I think.
All right. Well, you know, good luck out there, and we'll catch up with you midday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, catching up with Dirtfish owner Steve Rimmer here, and, you know, looking at this new BRZ your son's driving. I know, you know, Dirtfish, you guys are really jumping into motorsports this year, obviously GRC Lights team, and then, you know, a couple of BRZs. You got this one built, another one. You know, what's with the move to competition?
You know, we feel it's a stepping stone to really building driver programs, you know, taking people to the next level. Our role in the sport should be to get people interested in the sport and then provide channels to grow them. And the BRZs are a great stepping stone into that. And then GRC Lite will be the next step. We've had a great experience with the BRZ this weekend. We've learned a lot. James is out in the what we probably call the base model car. And then in about 30 days' time, we should have the next step car, which will be a turbocharged car, you know, probably producing high 300s, 400 horsepower, and Derek will be out in that in rallies in the near term. So we just building stepping stones so people can come into the sport, and we'll help them grow into the sport.
Yeah, well, and I know, you know, at the school, it's been kind of that way. You guys have quite a fleet of cars, and, you know, people can get in, everything from two-wheel drive training to all-wheel drive training. And I know, you know, you guys have stepped up, and, you know, some of the more advanced drivers, you've got some cars there for them as well.
Yeah, and we've certainly got the STIs, the four-wheel drive, as you say, and we've got competition cars now of the STI, not just the school cars. And it's our intent to really grow and invest in that. And the Subaru product has been great for the Pacific Northwest. It's obviously great for the rally community as well. Pretty iconic car and brand. And the alignment for us has been good. GRC, a couple of people have said, well, is a GRC supercar next? Well, we don't have those ambitions. That's left for the big boys who do it really well. We just see that we can help people get up to there.
All right. Well, thanks for catching up with us, and good luck to the Dirtfish team out there today.
Thanks so much.
All right. We're wrapping things up here at the Park Exposé. A lot of cars already out on stage. Got four stages on tap this morning. If you can hear generators in the background, a little bit of rally cars going by. But, yes, cars out on stage. Got four stages this morning. Quite a few stage miles, including a 13-mile stage, second longest stage of the rally, or I guess third longest stage of the rally, as we ran two 16-milers yesterday. You know, obviously one stage, but repeated it. But, yeah, David Higgins, currently your leader. He, you know, things changing today. No longer a rabbit. David Higgins, you know, out on stage first, followed by Antoine Lestage. And then we will have Adam Yeoman in the FY Racing entry, third out of the box. David Higgins, current open class leader. Nick Roberts leading. Robin Alagaman, he's leading in two-wheel drive. So it's going to be a great battle today. You've got that open class battle between Peter Fitella, Brenton Kelly, and George Plasek. Definitely a storyline to look out for. Then we've got two-wheel drive. We've got quite a shootout behind Ramana there with Cameron Steele, Steve LaRosa, And Troy Miller back in the mix as well, pulling that super rally. So lots of great storylines today, you know, as well as super production. Jeff Seahorn looking to make up some time on Nick Roberts. Still got Lachlan O'Sullivan in the mix there. He's still in action. Didn't get a chance to catch up with all the drivers. A very short Park Exposé today. You know, lots of racing, lots of rally stages this morning today. We're going to wrap things up later today, this afternoon. But right now, you know, we got four stages on tap for these drivers here at the Olympus Rally. We're going to catch up with you guys at the first and only service park of the day here in a few hours. But thanks for staying tuned to Rally America Radio. I'm your host, Jim Beaver. Be sure to follow Rally America on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as rally-america.com, where we're putting all kinds of news updates. And be sure and follow our friends at iRally on Twitter. They're live tweeting, you know, during the event, as well as, you know, running some of the best driver quotes from the weekend of Rally America Radio. Be sure to download their app, available for your Apple mobile device as well. Once again, this is the 2015 Olympus Rally, kicking off day number two. This is round four of the 2015 Rally America National Championship.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI. It's not a sibling rivalry. It's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.